Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would be in the midst of our Bible study and bless our time together. In Jesus' name. For those of you who have the workbook, I will begin on page 37. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 22, verses 28 through 34. If you don't have your workbook, of course, grab your Bibles, please. In the observation section, it says, let's look at two cross-references and see what lessons we might find to help us in our relationship with the Lord. We're going to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. We're going to draw an arrow under every U that refers to the disciples with an arrow going towards the right. We're going to put a capital P over each specific reference to Simon Peter, watching carefully for the pronoun you. Again, we're in Luke chapter 22, verses 28 through 34. You are those who have stood by me and my trials. So mark you with an arrow for the disciples, and mark my and my with a cross for Jesus. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, mark my for Jesus, me for Jesus, I grant you, mark I for Jesus, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. So mark you with an arrow, mark my and my with a cross, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Mark you with an arrow. The next verse, Simon, Simon. So, of course, mark both of those words with a capital P. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. So mark you, referring to Peter. And I have prayed for you. So mark I for Jesus. Mark the you, referring to Peter with capital P, that your faith may not fail. So mark your, referring to Peter again with a P, and you, when once you have turned again. So mark you for Peter, you again for Peter. When once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. So mark your, referring to Peter. So mark that with a capital P. But he said to him, so mark the word he for Peter, mark him for Jesus, Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death. So you're going to mark Lord, of course, with a cross, mark you, of course, with a cross, and mark the word I, referring back to Peter who's speaking, mark that with a capital P in the last verse. And he said, I say to you, Peter, so mark he for Jesus, mark I for Jesus with a cross, mark you, and of course the word Peter, mark those with the arrows I'm sorry. And he said, I say to you, Peter, so mark you and the word Peter with a capital P, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied three times that you know me. Okay. And I will reread the entire passage without interruption. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. But he said to him, Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death. And he said, I say to you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied three times that you know me. Okay, so looking at these questions, the first says, look at each place you marked a you in reference to the disciples. What do you learn about them, and what were they promised? Well, we see starting in verse 28 that they had been loyal to Jesus, of course, except Judas. The disciples had walked alongside Jesus during his earthly ministry, and they were, of course, with him during his time of suffering and persecution. Also, in looking at verses 29 and 30, Jesus says, just as his Father has granted him a kingdom, the disciples will eat and drink at Jesus' table in his kingdom. They will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So they will be a part of the Lord's kingdom. They will be rewarded for they had stood by Jesus, except, of course, for Judas. They have been... they will be rewarded and given a place of honor. So we see that there is a relationship, a friendship with Jesus. Okay, moving on to the second question. What did Jesus say about Simon Peter? And it says, don't miss a thing. Jesus said, as we read in verse 31, that Satan had demanded permission to sift Peter like wheat. Jesus said that he prayed for Peter, that his faith would not fail him. And also he did, tell Peter that when once you have turned again, then he is to also strengthen his brothers. Okay. So I believe when, we see the phrase turned again, this means that he will turn back again to truly follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Again, we know that Jesus, of course, predicted his denial, but at the same time, Jesus is also right here predicting that Peter will be restored. Okay, looking at the third question, it says, how could Jesus' words to Peter bring the disciple comfort after he later denies knowing Jesus? Is there hope for Peter? Explain your answer. Again, looking at verse 32, Jesus predicts, of course, Peter's falling away. However, Jesus also says Peter will turn back and he is to strengthen the other disciples. So the Lord is telling Peter he will be restored and he will continue to minister in his name. And he then, of course, is to help his brothers. So knowing this ahead of time is a demonstration of God's forgiveness, his love and grace towards Peter. The fourth question says, how could knowing this give you hope? Well, this tells us that we all have second chances with the Lord. The Lord does not give up on us. He loves us. He even prays for us. In this case, we know that he specifically prayed for, we see in verse 32 that he prayed for Peter. Okay, and the last question, it says, what does this tell you about one of the purposes of prayer? It tells us that we should intercede or pray, not just for ourselves, but we should pray for others, that our faith remains strong, that we remain steadfast, that our faith does not fail us, and that we will remain faithful to the Lord. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.